All right, I've got several stories here, some from vacation that we haven't gotten to yet, and I just wanted to try to get them all out there. So this will be a good clearinghouse segment. Yesterday, by the way, was our daughter's fourth birthday.
Man.
Can't believe it's been 4 years since I called you all from the hospital that morning to announce the news.
That has gone fast.
As somebody said to me, and they were very right about this, when raising a child, the days are very long, but the years go by very quickly.
Yep.
And that is the truth.
That's a good way to put it.
So we had a great birthday for her. I think she had fun on her birthday. At her party, though, she blows out the candles. And then I said, did you make a wish? And she said, yes, I wished for a puppy.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. It's time to return to dog days at the Miller house.
Well, that'll happen at some point, but not on this birthday because I immediately got failed smile because I bought her a bicycle. I was hoping she was going to say, I wished for a new bike because she has said that she wanted that. So I got the bike, but I guess I should have gotten the puppy.
Well, no, not if you didn't know about it, but it sounds like she may have an interest, and that's usually what gets the family dog in the house to begin with is the kid wanting one.
Yeah. And my hesitation is that while my wife and daughter really want a puppy, I know that the second it comes into the household, 100% of the responsibility will fall to me.
Yeah, you're training it, you're feeding it, you're cleaning up after it.
Yes, 100%. Taking it for walks.
Oh, yeah.
Completely. But I'm sure I'm going to give in here at some point. Over the vacation that we had a couple of weeks ago before we returned to Cowboys training camp, few things happened. One, we transitioned her from a crib/crib bed to a real little kid's bed. Like, you know, you have a crib and then you can take off the side and it becomes kind of a bed. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of outgrew that. So we actually got a real bed for her. The thing I like to do the least in my life is assemble anything. And here comes this bed, and it's in a giant box, some assembly required.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't some assembly required. It was about 24 hours worth of assembly required. And I'm not mechanically inclined. My mind does not work that way. I can't read the instructions. I usually have to go to YouTube and watch somebody else put it together.
Yeah.
But even that is real problematic, and I think I'm following the instructions correctly, and I screw in these few bolts and I put this panel on, and then you realize, no, you were supposed to do that first before you screwed in those bolts and put the panel on. And so you got to take it apart, and I just hate it. But we got the bed for her, and now every time I look at that bed, I have a bad feeling because I had to go through that process.
Is it constructed correctly? You think it'll hold together?
No, at the end, I cut a couple of corners. There was something I was supposed to do on the bottom. There was some board that was supposed to go there, and I deemed it unnecessary.
Yeah,
so
it's probably fine.
Yeah, so it's held her
She's
up so
little.
Far.
Yeah.
Discovered something unusual about her. My wife has been teaching our daughter this, but she now can recognize almost every car brand by the insignia on the back of the car, the logo.
Wow.
So it's hilarious. We'll be driving along and she'll scream, Mazda! From the back seat. Nissan!
That's pretty good because I can't tell the difference anymore.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
I always quiz people on that. I love that.
Just by seeing the emblem, or can
yeah,
you tell?
The emblem.
I guess I'm just looking
I can tell
at the...
from. I can tell from 400 yards away if a car, what make a car is.
Really?
I'm between the two of you. I'm pretty good. I don't think I'm as good as Gordo, but I think I'm probably better than you, George. I can recognize, I think, just about every emblem.
Yeah, the emblems I can, but 400 feet away, I'm going to challenge. We're going to do
I
that.
I said
on
400 yards. I said even worse
okay.
than that, but
I'll give you 400
I was exaggerating.
Because I think most of these small SUVs, I don't see, unless you see the emblem, how you can tell the difference.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right.
I'll be really impressed if you can tell the difference.
And on the music front from over vacation, something was discovered by me through my daughter, and I'm assuming this is going to happen a lot. The daughter, the son, the young child introduces the parents to something they've been missing out on. Well, over the last month or so, our daughter has become obsessed, like every other young girl in the world, with Taylor Swift.
Oh.
And so when we are in the car, she wants to hear Taylor Swift songs. And now keep in mind, she just turned 4, so at 3, she became obsessed with Taylor Swift. And I saw a buddy at,
it's power music,
at the birthday party over the weekend. And he said, it's amazing this spell that Taylor Swift has cast upon the world of young girls. They all love her. So as she's asking for Taylor Swift songs, for the first time in my life, I'm like Corby. Corby made this claim a few months ago that in his life he has never heard a Taylor Swift song all the way through.
See,
I was with him on that. I could not identify one. Couldn't, if you had played one, I couldn't tell you if that was Taylor Swift or Sabrina Carpenter or whoever. I have no idea. Really didn't even know what her voice sounded like. But now, over the last few weeks, I've been exposed to Taylor Swift, in particular the 1989 album. I've heard that through, you know, 10 times now. And I have to say, not bad.
That's what I've been trying to tell y'all all these years.
Not bad at all.
Right, I mean,
it's really
not. She
writes
an incredible song. And I think she has an ability to write a hook that is just, that very few people have.
Yes, they're all catchy. Now, is she on my list of favorite artists? No. Am I buying her stuff? No. Unless I have to buy it for our daughter. But if it's on and I'm listening to it, I'm kind of thinking, yeah, I can sit through this.
Yeah.
This isn't bad.
Yeah. Well, we're just years away from, can we go to the show?
I know. So that's the other thing. I've had a couple of buddies go with their teenage, you know, somewhere in that age range daughters to Taylor Swift shows. And I have thought this whole time, oh, that must be a miserable experience for the dad. But now I see that that's probably pretty cool. You're seeing the number one pop star in the world live, and the songs aren't bad.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's a good show. Look at all the hot moms.
Okay.
Right, right. Okay.
Hey, she's fine too, y'all. Let me tell you.
Charles knows.
So I made that musical discovery over vacation, and I had one other musical moment. It was a musical rediscovery, I guess. And that night, I texted Gordo and our buddy Rich Phillips, because this was always a hot topic. Once a year when it was this guy's birthday, we were in New Mexico in Santa Fe, and on the plaza downtown, they have these free concerts. And I'm looking at the schedule of free concerts, and that night was the Fabulous Thunderbirds. So we went down to the plaza. Unfortunately, it started raining that night, and the show was delayed by an hour, and it was packed, but then half the people left because they thought they'd never play. We waited it out, and finally they started playing, but it was getting late and we had to get home. So we stayed for a few songs. They opened with Tough Enough, I think it was. They only have two hits.
Tough Enough.
Tough Enough and what was the...
Wrap It Up.
That's what they opened with.
Wrap It Up. That's Gordo's favorite.
Wrap.
So you've always impersonated Kim Wilson on the show anytime it's his birthday. He is the only consistent member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds who've been around for 40 years.
Wait, Jimmy's not in anymore?
No, he left a long time ago.
Really?
Jimmy Vaughn, yeah. There have been about 500 members of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, but Kim Wilson has been the guy the whole way through, the lead singer. So I just pulled out the phone and recorded a little bit from them that night. Here's what they sounded like.
Sounds good to me.
He's in his 70s. I thought he still sounded really good, and he informed the crowd there that night that they had just been nominated for 2 Grammys.
Wow.
Best Traditional Blues Album for Struck Down and Best American Roots Performance for Nothing in Rambling. And I had no idea they were still that relevant. I mean, they were playing a free concert in Santa Fe on the Plaza, but apparently they're still cranking out music and still getting Grammy nominations, and he still sounds pretty good.
That's great.
Okay, this says that he left the band, Jimmy Vaughn left the band in 1990.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, he wasn't there through the 80s for their big hits and then left.
Huh. Well, this is news to me.
Well, so you learn something new every day.
So a few leftover stories from vacation.